Classic Business, education and training.
Well, the stats show that roughly 4.5 million South African children between the ages of 0 and 4 years old have no access to quality early childhood care and education facilities. Really is quite a damning indictment that. One of my regular market commentators, Anthea Gardner, is going to be one of around 40 intrepid cyclists riding in support of the Early Care Foundation as part of the almost 30,000 who will take on the 22nd edition of the Telkom 94.7 Cycle Challenge. And it's all about raising awareness and much needed funding. And it's the first time the foundation has entered a team, I believe. Well, we decided to invite some of the brains and driving force behind the foundation into the studio to find out a little bit more about the inspiring work that the Early Care Foundation undertakes. I'm joined by Deirdre Colwell, Director of the Foundation, and Ipeleng Mohlala, COO.
Good evening, Michael. How are you?
Good evening. Good. Very well. And
hi,
you,
Michael.
Ladies. Deirdre, the Early Care Foundation was previously operating as the Asher Trust, and it's had a rich and storied history over 8 decades. What's the core mission of the foundation?
Well, it's about bringing quality preschool education into the communities where the children are. You know, we've heard so often about these kids being taxied out of townships 4 o'clock in the morning to get to a suburban preschool. And we thought the answer might be to just build more and more preschools around the needy areas in South Africa. But we realized that was a difficult financial model to follow. So we looked at what was going on organically in communities. And what we found were, in early days, the go-go's. But more and more, what we're finding is young women who've had to leave school early are seeing this as a business opportunity to bring children into their home and care for them during the day. But they're doing that without the right kind of skills and knowledge, and certainly no understanding of the legislation that's involved. So I have to say we're invited in most cases into these communities to work with the ladies who are actually natural entrepreneurs. So we build not only their professional knowledge on childcare, but also their business skills. So we could be described as an incubation program in early childhood.
Well, it's very interesting. We're going to be talking about scaling up ventures. So yes. Perhaps there's an opportunity for you and Jason Goldberg to have a discussion after the show on scaling up. Not that you need too much help, though, Ipeleng, because looking at the numbers, you've done remarkably well. What does your footprint look like? How many creches and how many women do you support currently?
We have developed quite massively. We started in Gauteng. And our footprint currently is in 4 provinces. We recently started in the Western Cape. And we've, trained and worked with, we've trained 588 informal creches, where we take them from babysitting facilities, basically, to facilities where it's run properly. They offer quality service to the communities. And they're also run as proper businesses that are compliant, which is one of our biggest challenges in the areas that we work in.
And registered with the local authorities, which is really important.
Yeah.
Now, it's almost 600 creches.
Yeah.
That sounds like it requires an awful lot of financial resources to get done. How is the funding model designed to be sustainable and to help you grow and impact even more communities around the country?
Yeah, so our philosophy is that we're not there to hand hold these centers for life. We come in, we work with them for a period of about 3 years, build their capacity, get them registered and signed on for government subsidies, which adds to the financial sustainability, and then we move to other areas and other communities.
And within that that model, what's your future strategy? You're now in 4 provinces, Ipeleng, as you said. I'm sure you'd like to be represented in all 9.
Yes. So we are in 4 provinces, and yes, the plan is to scale up. But you also want to make an impact in the areas that we work in. So you know, we're taking it bit by bit. We've just started in the Western Cape, and the plan is to make an impact there and in the other provinces that we work before we could consider moving on to other provinces.
And our philosophy is to work with local people, so we build the capacity in the areas in which we work.
Otherwise, one definitely sees a bit of that parachute model.
Yes, which is something we definitely want.
For corporates or individuals listening to this that want to get involved, because quite clearly it's a base of the pyramid issue. If we don't get early childhood development right,
absolutely,
everything else the government
that
and society
does.
First 1,000
days is so very
really collapses. How do they get involved?
Well, I would suggest they look at our website. It's earlycarefoundation.org. And you'll find a vast amount of information and contact details there.
Well, all the best, and I'll be sure to follow Anthea's progress through the 94 points.
Yes.
You
can come and cheer with us.
I've been invited to do it next year. That's if I survive the Sani to see, which will be my first one as well.
Wow, good luck on that one.
Thank you very much, ladies, and
thank you,
and all power to your elbows and the fantastic work that you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll see you on a site visit sometime, I hope.
Absolutely. Okay. That was Deirdre Colwell, Director of the Early Care Foundation, and Ipeleng Mohlala, Chief Operations Officer.